From WBHM in Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Mental illness can have a significant impact on someone's life. For one Alabama woman, French became an asylum from the madness. She recently wrote about her journey in an award-winning essay. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more.
Soon after she started her sophomore year of high school, Abby Garver was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
It's just like everything kind of went to hell all at once.
She started taking several medications, stopped sleeping regularly, and got behind in school. Garver says one thing that helped her through it all was French.
Quand j'écrivais en anglais, je pensais. En fait, je pensais trop.
She'd taken a few classes and liked it. It helped when she had racing thoughts.
So some of it was just, it gave me that feedback I wanted, some positive feedback of being good, and that mattered. But then, yeah, it did slow down the thoughts. For whatever reason, it was like I just, thinking and expressing myself in French were different.
Garver continued to study the language at UAB. College wasn't easy. It took her more than 10 years to finish. But she excelled in French. And earlier this year, she shared her story in an essay that will be published by the American Journal of French Studies. Charlie Verstrat, one of Garver's professors, says her journey speaks to the power of language.
It is one of these moments where what we studied in class and the language meaning something sort of transcended the classroom and transcended the reason why we learn.
In recent years, Garver has started seeing a new psychiatrist and now manages her illness with less medicine and more behavior therapy. She graduated this summer with a double major in French and Spanish. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.